Okay, so we know that us Jews are always looking for a good excuse to have a party, right? So in this week's parsha, we have a very unusual type of party, right? The pasuk describes Perek Kabbalah pasuk Ches Vayigdal Yelad VeYigamal, that Yitzhak was weaned from nursing from his mother. Vayas Avram Mishte Gadol VeYom Higamel Es Yitzhak. Okay, so so Avram made a big party to celebrate the fact that Yitzhak was weaned from nursing from his mother. Okay, so Darshani, what's this party? What's the inyan of making a party for weaning a baby? Especially, you would think l'chora. If you ask a mother, mothers will tell you that it's a very sad experience to wean a baby. That there's a certain close kesher that the mother has with the baby when they're nursing, and there's like a feeling of loss when the baby is separated. So why is this a reason for making a party? Okay, now another thing we have to think about. We know that in Lashon HaKodesh that there's no coincidences, that whenever you find similar words in Lashon HaKodesh, that there are in inherent connections. So we have to think about the fact that the same word appears when we talk about the Midah of Avram Avinu, the Midah of Chesed. So Chesed is all the term for bestowing Chesed, doing Chesed, is Gmilas Chasadim, being Gomel Chesed. So, how does that word gomel chesed, to do chesed, how does that relate to leikamel, to wean a baby from nursing? And another thing that would seem to just be a random coincidence is why would that be the same word as a camel, right? What does a camel have to do with weaning and doing chesed?
Doesn't have to drink in the desert, so maybe
good, thank you. Okay. So, yeah, good. Okay, so what's the yisod? So we see the yisod of chesed is that the greatest chesed that we can do is a chesed that makes the recipient independent. That a chesed that maintains a dependency is a chesed that's chaser. Right? You guys heard this word? Everyone's like,
yeah.
What? So there's a chisar, there's a natural tendency to want to create dependency, that when a person does chesed, they want to, there's a natural psychological like power thing to be the one who's doing the chesed, the one who's contributing and helping. And therefore, a person gets a certain high from the fact that somebody is dependent on them to constantly keep them going and do chesed. But as far as the recipient, you're doing a much greater chesed if you're able to get them going on their own and make them independent, so that they won't be totally on you in the future. So that's why the lashon of doing chesed to get to the real core of chesed, to not make it a self-centered chesed that's about me being the giver, me being the one who is filling the central role, to take myself out of the picture, is to realize that real chesed is chesed that empowers the recipient and gives him independence to move forward on his own and to break away from the dependency. And yes, indeed, that is the reference to the camel, that when you feed a camel, that's gemilus chesed, that once the camel has filled up his tank, he can go on, and he doesn't need to go back to the well to draw more water, because he's become self-sufficient. He can travel through the whole difficult ordeal of walking through the desert. He's filled up enough that he's now independent and can go without needing to refill and get a new input of of chesed from the giver. Okay, so that's what we're aiming for in chesed, is we're aiming for a situation of weaning away and creating the independence of the recipient. Okay, so this obviously is the inyan of the famous Rambam in Hilchos Tzedaka, when the Rambam lists the different madregas. He breaks it down into 8 different madregas of the best to lowest ways of giving tzedaka. So the highest level of tzedaka is to get the person on his feet, where he can now function independently and is no longer dependent on the others for tzedaka. Okay, the lashon of the Rambam, Matnas Aniyim, Perek Yud, Halacha Tazayin. I'm sorry, not where I want to be. One second. I'm sorry. Halacha Zayin. Shmona Milos Yesh Pitztaka. Zulamal Mizu. 8 levels, one above the other. Maila Gidol She'en Lamal Mimena. The highest Madrega. Zeh Amachzik B'dei Yisrael. Shemach. V'nosei Lamatana O'halva. O'osei Mo Shutfus. O'matzi Lo Molacha. K'dei L'chazeg Ezyaro. Ad She'lo Yitzarech L'Brios. V'lo Yishal. That you get him started, you start him off in a business, you give him the opportunity to develop a parnasa that he will know that will no longer leave him in need of receiving tzedakah. Okay, I heard an interesting maisa that I was there's a tzedakah organization in Ramat Beit Shemesh, the big like central community tzedakah organization. So I heard the head of the organization was speaking about how their policy is, you know, to try to be mekayem this Rambam, that they don't want people to be dependent on them, that their primary goal is to try to set people up to become self-sufficient. So he told over this cute maisa that he had a guy who came to him for advice, and while he was giving the guy advice, you know, they were discussing his, you know, what possible skills or capabilities he had that would enable him to be gainfully employed. So, you know, he didn't have an education, he didn't have, you know, any, wasn't particularly bright, whatever, like, it was like a dead end, like, where are we going with this guy? So the guy saw that while they were having this conversation, the guy was sitting there doodling. He was drawing all kinds of cute little comic things and characters and whatever. So he said, "Oh, I see you have a talent for that." And he got the guy hooked up, like doing some illustrations for something, whatever. And the guy ended up like setting up his own like from comic book operation, and like that he became like completely self sufficient through this through that endeavor. So that's the goal to try to do chesed and tzedakah in a way that weans the person off the neediness and enables them to become self-sufficient. Okay. Now, we learn this on Haga. Okay, I'll just mention it. It became famous. Apparently it's some kind of a Chinese proverb or something that became famous because of Stephen Covey. It says that if you give a guy a fish, you fed him for a day, but if you teach him how to fish, you fed him for a lifetime, whatever it is, the kids are. So that's the word of the Rambam, right?
Who's Stephen Covey?
Who's Stephen Covey? Oh, come on, guys. There's real chachma there, not Stam. The 7 Habits. Fine. So the kids are, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that's the highest madrig is to get him set up that he becomes self sufficient. That's the inyan of gemilus chasadim. Okay. Now we see this hanhaga also in the way that Hashem deals with us. We see that Hashem also has this hanhaga of not wanting us to be dependent on a constant influx of chesed from Hashem. Hashem wants us to gain a certain level of independence where we are capable of upholding our madriga even under difficult circumstances. Okay? This is the inyan that the Chazal are medayik the difference between Noach and Avram. Chazal and Rechag, I think it's Pirkei Avos, that the difference between Avram and Noach is that Noach needed a sad l'tamcho, needed a support to uphold him, whereas Avram Avinu was mischazik v'holeth mi'atzmo. He was strong enough to walk by himself. And they're medayik in the Lashon of the Pesukim that by Noach, it says, as ha'elokim, he's halach Noach, that Hashem walked with Avram, and by Avram it says, he's halach lefanai, walk ahead of me. So this is the inyan of somebody who needs a sad letamcho. He hasn't developed yet into an independent strength. He needs the constant influx of chasadim from the giver. So the madrega of Avram was the fact that he withstood the Eser Nisyonos. That Avram achieved his madrega being able to function throughout all of the difficult nisyonos that Hashem gave him. In other words, when Hashem makes the giloy upon him apparent, then there's no nisayon. The nisayon is when there's a hester upon him, when Hashem withdraws the chasadim, withdraws the giloy shlina, so then it requires a tremendous strength to persevere. That was the madrega of Avram, and that's the madrega that Hashem wants us to develop. Hashem wants, and possibly the whole reason for the nisyonos is to develop this ability to be mishalich me'atzmo. The version point out that by the Akedah it says by Yaris Hamakom Mirachuk that he saw the place of the Akedah Mirachuk from a distance. That the mashmos is that even though Hashem had ki'ilu withdrawn the giloy upon him, that he felt distant, he felt cut off from Hashem, that still he was able to proceed to persevere and go ahead with performing the tzivoy Hashem. We see this on Haga constantly, that Hashem always bestows very powerful chasadim and then withdraws them for the purpose of enabling Klal Yisrael to build themselves up and become a baal madrega that are kona the madrega mitzad atzma. Okay, this is the on the one hand it says by Yitzias Mitzrayim that by the Kriyas Yamsuf there was such a great giloy shlina that the Ratza Shivcha Layam ki Nivos Yecheskel, right, that everyone saw this tremendous Yad Hashem, this tremendous Giloy Shlina, but on the other hand, that they weren't ready to go straight from there to Matan Torah. Then they had to go through the Midbar for 49 days with all the Nisyonos of no water, no food, all the difficulties in the Midbar to then prepare themselves to be Roi, to then get back to the Madrega of Giloy Shlina of Matan Torah. So the Hanahaga is that Hashem gives us this glimpse of Giloy Shlina, but he doesn't. That's not the way it's meant to be. It's not meant to be a relationship where we're dependent on a constant influx of Giloy Shlina, of Chasadim, and otherwise we'll fall apart. Hashem wants us to develop that capability of having the Chizuk that even when we're Ki'ilu left on to our own devices, that we have the strength to continue to move forward. Okay? The mashal that's brought for this is it's like when a kid is learning how to walk, so the father like holds the kid's hands and helps him start to walk. So if the father would keep doing that, then the kid would never actually learn to walk. He would be totally in the father holding his hands. Sometimes the father has to pull away, right? And then the poor kid, you know, falls on his right. He plops down. That's very, very frustrating and embarrassing for the kid. But Lamaisa, that's the only way he's ever going to learn how to walk, right? So that's the anhaga that Hashem has, that he gives us this glimpse of Gilui Shechina, but then has to withhold it in order to give us the strength to build our character and develop the madregas that we're trying to achieve as an internal, personal madrega, and not as something that is whatchamacallit, that we're dependent on some external influence to be able to maintain our madrega. Now, this yesod of the difference between dependency and independence is the yesod of proper chinuch. Okay, the yesod of chinuch is that the role of a mechanech is not to just give the Talmud whatever he needs right here and now. The goal of chinuch is to prepare the Talmud to be independent, to be able to continue to grow and steig and to move forward and to be ola madregos, even when the protective environment of the Rebbe himself, the yeshiva, the atmosphere of chinuch, even when that whole input of positive chinuch kohos is withdrawn, the goal of proper chinuch is to create somebody who's independent, who's capable of progressing and moving forward on their own. Okay, that is we always look for the definition of a word in Torah. We always look for its initial appearance. So the word chinuch appeared in last week's parsha, vayarek es chanicha, that he took out his students, his disciples, right, referring to Eliezer, he took them out to battle. So the Rashi on Vayarkas Chanichav points out again the connection that the same word is used for education and for dedicating a kli for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rashi comes to explain that connection. He says, V'hu lashon haschalas knisas ha'adam o kli l'umnus shu asid la'amudba. That the definition of chinuch is introducing something, either a person or a kli, right? In other words, it's the same yesod, just like dedicating a kli is introducing the kli to its new use that it's meant to be used for. So too, chinuch of a person is preparing the person for the role that he's going to fulfill. V'chein chanuch l'nar, chanuch kaza mizbeach, chanuch kaza bayis. It's all the same word, chinuch, whether it's chinuch of a person or chinuch of an object or a place, what it means is to dedicate it to its new role. So that is the yesod of chinuch according to Rashi. The yesod of chinuch is not just teaching material and not just the here and now, getting the student to do what he's supposed to be doing in the classroom and in the base medrash. The goal of chinuch is to prepare the student to have the self-confidence and the tools needed to continue for the rest of his life to move forward and progress. Okay, this yesod is most forcefully expressed in the Chovas HaTalmidim. This is really the fundamental yesod that runs throughout the Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim, that the essence of chinuch is to develop the awareness of the Talmud of his own responsibility to be responsible for his own personal growth, and that the Rebbe is really just a resource that's available to help the Talmud to grow in that way. Can just read out. There's two places specifically where he speaks out this yesod. Okay, the introduction to the Chovas HaTalmidim, the Siach Imam Lamdim, is his guidelines for the Rebbe and the parents in their efforts in chinuch. And then in the Sefer, if you're reading carefully, you see that he's using his shitas, the shitas that he's teaching the Rebbe, he's using himself tolkidei the Sefer. Okay, so in other words, so in the his advice to the Rebbe, he says, "Ha'ikar hu lahachnis belibo de'azu Sheyeda shehu anar ba'atzmo hu ikar mechanim. That the ikar responsibility of chinuch is to instill in the Talmud the awareness that he be'etzem has the primary responsibility for his own chinuch. Okay, then in Kedarko, it's very poetic language. Va'alav hito Hashem chov zeh legado chanech et hanitzer hazeh. That it's his responsibility, Hashem put on him the responsibility to develop this sampling as Atmo, referring to himself, Le'etz Gadol, Le'etz Chaim, to develop into the tree of life, L'aso so Le'evet Hashem Tzadik V'Gadol B'Torah. That responsibility is the responsibility of the Talmud. Okay, then he uses the same Lashonos when he's speaking to the Talmud in the Sefer of Talmidim. He says, "Kimiu ikar mechanich shalcha, imlo ata ba'atzmecha." Who's the ikar rebbe, teacher for you? It's yourself. Umiu asher ikar ha'achrayus alav lechanich legado min nari ubachur Israel. Who has the primary responsibility for raising the children of Klal Israel into arzei alavano and adirei Torah, the great cedars, right? And then he gives a little bit of a hesber. Umi yuchal adas kamokem escha and chesronechem asher tzarich letaknam umi kamokem makiratev kolkat as akmimusha. Right, that only you know what exactly you need to work on. That you know yourself, and therefore you have the capabilities of identifying what exactly you need to, what steps you need to take. Okay, so this is the same yesod that. The ikar of chinuch is this to create somebody who doesn't need the tzad latamko, that doesn't need the protective environment his entire life, that he gets the mahalach and is able to take it and proceed forward. That's the primary goal of chinuch. Okay, just to be miyashiv al derech zeh. A seemingly very tamua line in the Mesillas Yesharim, in the Hakdama, he says, in the Hakdama to Mesillas Yesharim, when he's describing the reason why he wrote the Sefer. He says, okay, he says that the reason I wrote this Sefer. I just want to read you the lashon. Here, so he says, "Hinei al pi abraisa zos hiskabdi luchaber chiburi ze lulamid laatzmi ulahazkir laachir." Okay, what's his purpose? To teach myself and to remind other people. So it seems like a pella, right? It should be the opposite. He already knows it. He's writing the Sefer. He doesn't need to remind. He doesn't need to teach himself. He needs to remind himself. Other people haven't written the Sefer yet. He needs to teach them, right? So the remez that the Mesillas Yesharim is teaching us is that the only person you can really teach is yourself. That all you can do for someone else is you can remind them of ideas. You can point things out to them, but in the end of the day, they have to take responsibility. Are they going to internalize this, or are they going to brush it away? So the only person that you can really be melamed, the only person you can really teach is yourself. The best you can do for someone else is you can set them up, you can give them the information, the background, and hope that they're going to take advantage of it and internalize it. But the ikar process of being melamed, of teaching, is something that the etzem goes on between the person and himself, that he internalizes and makes it a part of himself. That's the ikar limud. That's the goal of chinuch, is to develop a person who has that capability of taking the apparatus and being able to build on the chinuch that he's received and progress forward for the rest of his life.